Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
And I'm Ryan Newman.
All right, this is question six in our 2021 preview series. Be sure to subscribe because in the coming weeks, this is of course G5 week, but next week will be Pac-12, followed by the rest of the Power 5 conferences, so you'll want to be subscribed for that. But our question for today is, who are the top G5 head coach candidates for Power 5 jobs? So not saying necessarily they're going to leave anytime soon in some cases. Yeah. We can address that as we get to each one, I guess. But let's start out with number eight, and it is Gus Malzahn of UCF. I had him third on my personal list just because I still think he's a borderline top 25 head coach in college football. Did a very solid job at Auburn. You know, of course, had kind of one down year at the end there, but a lot of people thought he didn't even necessarily need to get fired at Auburn. So if I were a Power 5 school, I would be more confident in him than, you know, a lot of guys ahead of him on this list. So Ryan, you were just a little lower.
I kind of like to see a little reproving first. You know, obviously, sure. if somebody, like you said, if a Power 5 school went and got him right now, they'd be like, well, we just got somebody that some other Power 5 school didn't want. You know, so if he could do a little Hugh Freeze act, you know, can resurface and prove himself Liberty, or maybe even, hell, Tech Jim McElwain's doing a pretty good job at Central Michigan, kind of reproving himself. So something like that, where give me a little bounce back. I get it. I'm with you. I think he probably will do that. It was hard for me to put him there after he was just let go.
That's fair.
Okay, we moving on to number seven.
We moving on.
Okay. Brent Brennan, number seven, from San Jose State. So amazing job he did last year in particular. They haven't had consecutive winning seasons since 91 and 92. So practically 30 years, they haven't had two winning seasons in a row. So last year they went 7-1, and this year they're returning 20 starters. So there's a very strong chance that they're going to have another winning season. You know, last year they actually won all seven of their Mountain West Conference games by at least 10 points. So they did very well in that Mountain West Conference. So what Brent Brennan did last year was unreal, really. He didn't take over, you know, a high-flying program. So
no,
took him a couple years to get going, no doubt. But he did, and this year he's got a team set up to be the best team he's probably had there. So, well, hard to beat last year, but last year came out of nowhere, you know. So highest expectations for sure. And I think after this year, I think he's probably going to, with all the seniors that he has, I think he'll cash in on maybe a Power 5 job.
Okay. Number six on the list is Sean Lewis at Kent State. And he took over a program that had been horrible for 5 years before he got there. And by year two, he made a bowl game and developed a really good quarterback in Dustin Crum. And then last year was year three, 2020, and they went 3-1. So only four games, but
yeah,
hey, you'll take it. And he's an offensive coach. That's what I like about him. He's young, only 35 years old. So I think he would be, you know, it's hard to say a guy coming from Kent State is a sexy hire, but I think he kind of would be a sexy hire for a lot of P5 schools.
Yeah, I don't think the Alabamas and Auburns, that types of the world, but some of those other jobs, for sure.
I thought he would have been a good hire there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Something like that. Illinois, I thought would have been a good fit there. Yep. All right, let's move on to number five. We have Jay Norvell from Nevada. You know, he took over a program that wasn't in the best of shape. Brian Polian kind of took over things from Chris Ault. Chris Ault, obviously, we know had a good run. And Brian Polian kind of let it dwindle a little bit there at the end. So after Norvell's first year was 3-9 there. After that, though, the last 3 years, three straight winning seasons, including last year where they made the conference championship game. And this year sets up to be another great year. You know, they got practically everybody coming back. It's looking like all 11 starters on defense are going to be seniors, and about eight on offense. So a very, very senior heavy team. And actually maybe their best player is a junior, the quarterback Carson Strong. So he set himself up well. He's going to have a really good year. And if I was him, I'd probably bolt after this year, considering how many seniors I got. But you can't deny the fact that he did a great job there at Nevada.
Yeah, and just a quick fact check there. I think he didn't make the, I don't think he made the conference championship game last year. Wasn't it San Jose State and Boise?
Yep.
Okay. It's fine.
It was a de facto semifinal I gave Nevada versus probably.
Okay.
But versus nope, San you're Jose. Right. You're right.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure I'm not crazy.
You fact checked the crap out of me there, Mike.
Okay. Number four on the list is Bill Clark of UAB. He's been extremely successful there, you know, leading the program back from extinction, competing for Conference USA titles every single year. And, you know, for whatever reason, like, his name will come up, but he hasn't seemed to be that close to getting that P5 job. But if he keeps winning like this, then, you know, eventually one will show up for him.
Yep. You got to think so. All right. Let's move on to number three. We got Jamie Chadwell from Coastal Carolina, America's team. Boy, they have come a long way in a short amount of time. Jamie Chadwell has come a long way in a short amount of time. If you go back a year ago, Jamie Chadwell doesn't get anywhere near this list. But after an 11-1 magical year, and then going into this year with, you know, returning everybody, one of the best quarterbacks in the nation, all of a sudden Chadwell is a hot commodity around here. And, you know, I think what's been good to see from Chadwell, obviously they had a great year, but he's capitalized on the recruiting front. They're right on par with Appalachian State and Louisiana, kind of the two guys that have kind of been the cream of the crop as far as recruiting goes in the Sun Belts. But he's got them on par with them this year. And then 2022 recruiting, they're in first already for the. So capitalizing on that was my maybe, I mean, obviously he's a good coach on the field, but to pair that with some positive steps on the recruiting front, I like it. So, you know, it's Jamie Chadwell's done a great job.
Okay. I was going to say maybe stepping up to number two, there's kind of a big jump, though. You made a good case for Chadwell there, but we've got Billy Napier at Louisiana. He's coached under both Dabo Sweeney and Nick Saban and has done an incredible job at Louisiana. Elite recruiter, has quickly turned them into one of the top G5 programs in the country. Two straight double-digit win seasons, very possibly another one coming up in 2021. So he's killing it. There are no question marks with him in my mind.
No, I gotta agree with you. Yep. And I think there is a difference between the top two and then three, just because they've proven it for a longer period of time.
Right.
But number one, and I think it's a pretty clear number one, Luke Fickell from Cincinnati. I know you love your Napier, but
I love Napier. I thought about it a lot, but yeah,
I think Fickell deserves the number one spot here. If you lead a G5 team to the New Year's Six spot, you're almost automatically going to be considered for number one. So there's really just not a whole lot to like about what he's done. He's got
a
big time.
Not to like a whole lot. I don't know.
Did I feel like a whole lot? Not. Not.
There's not
like?
A. There's not a whole lot not to like. I don't know. I know what you're saying.
Not a whole
though.
Lot. Not to like. He likes
it. Is that what you said? It sounded like
I
you
hope
said
so.
There's not a whole whatever. I get what you're saying. We'll
I like
going.
Everything about Fickell.
There you go.
He's got big time experience, obviously, at Ohio State. He recruits really, really well. He's led his team to three straight top 25 finishes. It would be surprising if it doesn't turn into four after this year. I mean, if I had to try to pick one knock maybe on him as a coach, it's just the fact that he's only ever coached in Ohio. So if you're a program, you know, from the Pac-12 or maybe in the Southeast, maybe, you know, maybe he just doesn't have the connections for those programs. If you're a Big Ten school, it seems like it make like an insane amount of fit. Like Michigan State would have been, seems like, okay, that's a great fit when they had their opening. But I mean, that's a pretty weak thing to try to attack him on, but he's coached like Akron, Ohio State, and Cincy. So, but you know, he's been awesome. There's just no denying he's number one right now.
Yeah, and I guess we should address the whole, you know, the premise of this episode is candidates for Power 5 jobs. Well, with the 12-team playoff that's coming, a lot of these G5 jobs have suddenly become a lot more desirable. Like, you know, Fickell at Cincinnati, he could be happy to stay there, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if he's there for the long haul, because if you're continue to recruit like Cincinnati does and you get access to the playoff, maybe that's a lot better than like going to, say, Michigan State and trying to struggle against the rest of the Big Ten, or even going to, I mean, Michigan is obviously a great job, but maybe to him, he sees the access to the playoff in Cincinnati and would rather stay there than trying to, you know, resurrect Michigan. So,
yeah, I think the playoff effect is real. If you keep the 14 playoff, there's really just no chance, right? So, I mean, very, very rare air. So it definitely does open things up a little bit for the G5.
Mm-hmm. Same with Gus Malzahn at UCF. Like, there's maybe not going to be the urgency for these guys to take Power 5 jobs.
Yep.
You know, maybe they'll be happier to stay in the G5.
Yeah.
Which I think is good for college football.
I agree. Yeah. I think I love seeing the G5 programs rise like that. So,
yep. All right. Well, how about let's show our list to the YouTube viewers and go through some honorable mentions. So I had Jeff Traylor from UTSA. He's just got off to a great start in year one there, both on the field and on the recruiting trail. I think he had the number one class in Conference USA. So he could be a rising star if he keeps it up. And then Will Healy at Charlotte. I know 2020 was down, but just overall
injuries, a lot of injuries, that especially from the QB, so that hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm just confident in his trajectory. I don't worry about 1 year.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I like Will Healy too. I also put Willie Fritz. I think Willie Fritz has done a great job down there in Tulane, and one guy that probably doesn't get enough attention for what he's done because he just hasn't had like a great year by normal standards. But Chris Creighton at Eastern Michigan, I mean, they were terrible for so long, and he's made them like decent, which is remarkable. They're consistently trying to make bowl games now, right around 500. So that's that's like 10-11 wins for most other schools compared to what they did. So got to give him a lot of credit for that one.
Yeah, there's so many names like this, even more so than in the quarterback episode last week. There's so many coach names you could go through, like Troy Calhoun at Air Force, Mike New, Ball State,
Jeff Monken.
Independent doesn't count. Got you there.
Ken Niumatalolo.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well.
Sonny Dykes.
Sonny Dykes could return to the Power 5. Who knows? Yep. Okay, that'll do it for today's episode. Tomorrow is our final episode in Group of 5 week. We're going to give our official picks to win every G5 conference. So we will talk to you then, but also leave a comment below with your thoughts on our list here. Anyone underrated, overrated, and maybe Ryan will accidentally say your name if you comment. He's done it before. All right. See ya.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.